Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I'm back with another video. It's the Grim Articles Show, and I've got my co-host, DP.
What's up?
And we're going to talk about some articles before we go back into nostalgia, because we did a nostalgia video, which isn't going to go up until they do the Nostalgia Week on MGTOWN Podcast. If you haven't checked out MGTOWN Podcast with Drexel and Tim, please go do that and give them a sub. They're really good. There's a lot of good stuff there that they do. They're going to have the guy from Ghetto Gaggers on December the 4th. So definitely want to check that out. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Duke, I believe his name is. And they're doing Antifa Abuse, which is their new sub. Yeah.
It's about time someone abused him.
So definitely check those out. Our sponsor is SpinningRobotPussy.com. You can go get a Spinning Robot Pussy from Revy. Holidays are coming. If you know someone who might be able to use one, there you go. It's a great gift.
And what says I love you more than a fake vagina?
That's not just any. That's more powerful. It's more powerful than any woman's vagina in the entire universe.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know about the universe, but the world, definitely.
Well, I don't know any vaginas that can spin it.
400 RPM.
400 RPM. Well, I'd be lucky to get a girl that spins 1 RPM.
Right. Okay. Well, before we get into some... Well, there is one small announcement I have, and that is that, yes, we're going back on YouTube with this stuff. Yeah, I know. My YouTube audience is the biggest audience. But I've looked at a bunch of other guys that are doing the visual novel thing, and I appreciate the subs that I'm getting there. However, I don't want to be like... Bossquar has already got this whole territory pretty much taken care of. 23,000 subs. He's constantly doing all kinds of visual novels. I'm not going to be that guy. I'm not trying to be that guy. I want to be me. And if I'm going to be me, then I've got to give you the red pills with the hentai, with the visual novels, with the content that we bring here. We're still going to give you games. We're still going to give you visual novels. I love reading them. I love reading the Erogay. I will continue to censor the scenes. I know that, I don't know what the guy like, let me see if I can find their name real quick. But there's these other guys. They're just two dudes, and they basically show their faces while they're playing maggot baits. But, let's see. What is the name of them real quick? They also like metal, the modern metal, which I found kind of interesting. Oh, you're doing visual novels and metal coverage. Yeah, they basically do, like, responses to heavy metal videos and stuff. That's a really popular thing that people are doing here. So, yeah, that kind. Mighty Hysterical. They said they're like comedy gold, and they said it's like we provide goofy, rage-induced, and lewd content. So, they've been doing maggot baits for a while now. They're on part 15, and they're doing a version where they edit the hentai scenes. So they're reading the hentai scenes live, which I think is kind of... I'd rather have my avenue where you can have the whole thing unedited. And plus, they're doing it for comedy. Like, they're trying to say the visual novel is cringe. And that really kind of destroys the whole point of maggot baits, because there's a lot of serious shit that happens. And if you don't understand the context of that, you're just trying to make it a joke. That
you're
kind
just
of loses.
Doing a shock value.
Yeah, they're just doing a shock value thing, and I'm really just not crazy about that. But I'll support them because they are doing it. They're a bunch of metal guys. I like the bands they're into. I like Ice Nine Kills.
I mean, they're
stuff.
Doing a different.
They're doing
this,
a different take,
saying.
which is fine. But there's those guys. There's another dude. He's done like, he did Myth already, so I'm not gonna do Myth. And he's working on Sakura no Mori Dreamers himself. So I'm like, you know what? I got to it first, which I literally did get to it first, because he was still doing Myth when I was doing Sakura no Mori Dreamers, and he's still doing the prologue, and he's only doing 30-minute episodes. So, yeah, I'm just going to continue to do what I'm doing, and I'm just going to go through Sakura no Mori Dreamers, an hour and 30 minutes to 2 hours, whatever we do. Because I look at the... Yeah, that'll kill you. I look at the analytics. Oh yeah, people are watching. People are definitely watching. I'm glad. It's cool. I'm glad that I can put like rants, evenical rants on there, and not get fucking thrown over the river by YouTube. I mean, I'm literally saying things in there that I do not condone. For any of you who know me in person and want to combat me in real life, I do not condone any messages of rape, any messages of
read the story.
Any kind of if anything like this, any kind of thing like that. This is just a character. I think it's comedy in a way, because when a real woman gets sexually abused, she doesn't act like the girls in Rants, where they're really upset and crazy, like a cartoon character. He's like, oh, I'm gonna get that Rants. How dare you do? No, real rape victims.
Well, not
act
even
like,
a fantasy rape, really.
Like real rape victims. Like actually, the closest thing I can put in the anime world would be what happened to Celicia in Closed Game, where she actually jumped on, where she was on the bed, and they said that she took her knees and she put them real close to her, and she put her arms around her knee, that's a trauma response. That's somebody that just got through being completely violated, and she immediately goes to Togo and wants to be intimate with Togo because she just gone through a trauma response and she needs a form of trauma bonding. She needs to feel safe because she was completely violated. As rough and tough as a character as she is, she actually is still a woman, and that's one thing that Togo recognizes in the story, is she's still a girl. She's still a girl, no matter how tough and crazy, how much of a bounty hunter she is. And, you know, being abused and violated like that, it can destroy a person. And I'm really glad that Sei Shoujo actually wanted to show this in his visual novel. Because we know him from Bible Black. We know him from all the really crazy fucked up stuff. But this is him in a more mature, older level that's trying to say, hey, you know, you can really ruin somebody forever. And it caused them complete mental stress by having them get just violated or assaulted. I mean, that's what it is, assault. Yeah. So when you see like Rants, I'm gonna have my way with all the women and all that. No, it's meant to be humorous. It's meant to be a joke. It's written on a comedy level. Alisof personally wrote it at a comedy level. So if you are a victim of those kinds of circumstances, are you, you know, can't handle that kind of thing, even in a comedic sense, don't watch it. Don't complain to me. Don't tell me I'm this or that or whatever. Just don't watch it. As me and Maya Chan talked about, we need to have more of a discussion in society about consensual, non-consensual play, which is what it is. It's just consensual, non-consensual stuff. It's what they call rape play. You know, people do it a lot. It's very common. People don't talk about it much, but it definitely goes on. And of course, Drexel has said that women want very crazy things when it comes to sex.
Role play.
All that kind of role. And sometimes that is a part of it. A lot of times that's part of it. Like I said, my audience for women has gone up 7.7%. So thank you, ladies, for checking out this content. You're not discouraged from this content. You may not agree with the political stuff we talk about, but we do want you to continue to check out our content. We do appreciate a female viewer base. I will say this first and foremost. Yes, there have been some 13 to 17. It is 2.2%. No, I don't want them there, but I can't keep them off. So just view it responsibly. And again, for you young people, this is not something that I condone, and I don't want you to try it. I think a lot of you young people are smarter than we were back in the day, but I'm just saying, you know the difference between fantasy and reality, at least we hope, and that you won't try to grab a girl's breasts or anything like that in school or anything like that. We don't encourage any of that. We don't encourage any of that kind of behavior. Please don't be that person. Don't see Rand or any of these other characters and say, oh, I gotta be that guy. No, don't be that guy. However, there is one thing I do want to point out with Rants on Evenickel, and that's the point where the girl was pretty much forgotten, and they said, oh, no, it's cool. Because basically, here's the way Evenickel works out. If you only get one wife, if you fuck that up, if she gets violated by any other person, then automatically she gets a black ring around her finger, and she gets cursed by the goddess. The goddess curses her. She can't have, like, everything fucks up. Nothing works in her life, and she's pretty much doomed. She becomes an outlaw. She can't have anything. She can't grow anything. She has to steal and rape for everything she wants. Or him. Or the guys. You know, whatever. But that's the way they've made that out to be. So, basically, because the bandits, the outlaws, kidnapped her and they violated this poor girl by the name of Colpis, who she was literally just a farm girl working with the cows. And, no, literally, she got stolen, she got taken from her village, they abused her, and the guy's like, oh, it's okay, it's, there's plenty of fish out in the sea, even though the guy that was with her was engaged to be married to her.
Yeah.
And they were working together, with the farm and cattle and stuff, and they're like, oh, it's okay, there's plenty of other fish, and I love it, Rance goes to him and he said, are you two fucking retarded? And they said, it's like, okay, it's like, so the girl got captured, so that's it then? You're done? Like, fuck her, it doesn't matter anymore? Like, that's the good thing I like about Rance. Rance will be like, you fucking idiots, you're just gonna leave the girl there and yeah, well, there's nothing we can do about it, you know, it's kind of the goddess, she put the black ring on the finger, so now the girl's lost. It's like, no, that's not the way a man acts. And I like that, because as much of a beast as Rance is, there's actually a fucking, he thinks like a man, he thinks logically. And I like that. The character was written well. A lot of people don't like that. They say, what's one of the best Orochi writing companies in the world? That's going to be Alisoft. Because they can write very good fucking stories. They write good characters. People say they don't like Aster as much as Rance. Of course not. Rance is one of a fucking kind. That's why he's been around since the 1980s. Yeah. But anyway, that's just a little bit on our content. And of course, you know, keep checking it out. I know a lot of you guys don't check out the uncensored stuff, which is bizarre. I guess you just can't. Just can't type in the acronym. It's too much. I mean, ooh, can't type in the acronym.
Teach them.
I know. But they're afraid. Oh, these guys don't like women. It's like, well, you know, some of them are complaining. It's that song Rod Stewart sang. Some guys have all the luck. Some guys get all the breaks. Some guys do nothing but complain. Yeah, so I understand that.
I'm a big fan of women, so.
Yeah, I know that. But I'm just saying that, guys see, oh my god, it's all that. And no, there's hentai there. And I might be the only channel that does it. I am the only channel that does it, I think. And everybody's like, what the hell? And even other people that follow me are like, well, I guess I'm just going to have to sit and get used to this then. Like, well, yeah, you might like it. It's fun. You might like it. I enjoy it. Alright, but enough bullshitting. Let's get with the topic. Alright, the first thing we have is, this may have been covered elsewhere, but I want to cover it. It's not that old. Certified Intel. Washington dad called a hero after he hunted down and killed a man who sold his daughter into sex slavery. Washington dad called a hero after he hunted down and killed a man who sold his daughter into sex slavery. The Spokane Police Department announced in a news statement on Monday that it had discovered the remains of a 19-year-old stashed in the trunk of an abandoned car, which they believed to be the former lover of 60-year-old John Eisenman's daughter. Eisenman allegedly went out to avenge his daughter after learning that she had been sold into a Seattle-area prostitution ring by her then-boyfriend in October 2020. Andrew Sorensen, a 19-year-old boy, was recognized as the suspect, who is now dead. In reaction to claims that John Eisenman reportedly rescued his daughter from sex traffickers, hunted down and killed the guy he suspected was responsible for trafficking her into sex slavery, social media users have dubbed Washington Dan Eisenman a hero, as they should. Eisenman has been charged with first-degree murder, which he should not go to jail for. They should give him a medal. They say, hey, what about the murder? Murder! Sir, here's your medal. Here. Which one would you want? Would you like the gold? Would you like the platinum? Which one do you think would look better on your chest that you can wear prominently?
I mean, in a sense, he did do something that police should have already done.
Well, they don't do it. That's the thing. So a man has to take it into his own, you know, take the law into his own hands, because the law's not doing it, obviously.
I mean, well,
the law's not doing it.
Want to defund the police? What else are they going to do?
Eisenman has been charged with a first degree... Okay, he has no prior violent criminal history. None! This man was a saint, and he did one thing that was able to... one thing that was amazing. Oh, the father allegedly retrieved his daughter from the ring in October 2020 before later learning that Sorensen was the one who sold her to the traffickers, according to authorities. With that knowledge, authorities claim Eisenman accosted Sorensen after discovering that he would be at a specific area, tying him up and placing him in the trunk of the vehicle sometime in November 2020. He then repeatedly beat Sorensen in the head with a cinder block and stabbed him, killing him. Wow! Several Facebook users praised the father's conduct and argued the crime was acceptable in response to the police department's press release. Any decent father would have done the same, one person said. If this is real and he got his kid back, he is a hero, one reader commented. While another added, I bet he gladly sits in prison. Sounds like justice was deserved to me, commented another. I hope he hires a competent lawyer and avoids any jail time. Bless that man and his family, one person said. Praying for his daughter's long-term recovery, another user added. Every year, between 15,000 to 50,000 women and children are thought to be forced into sex slavery in the U.S. Wow. And sexual slavery in the United States, yet exact figures are difficult to come by because research is difficult. The number was estimated to be between 240,000 and 325,000 in one study by the Department of Health and Human Services, and between 100,000 to 300,000 in another by the University of Pennsylvania. Why is it so difficult to collect reliable sex trafficking statistics? Some of the challenges stem from the nature of the crime, which is less obvious than other crimes like robbery. People are more likely to report a robbery, but they are far less likely to report if they have had intercourse with an illicit sex worker. Yes! There's also a stigma attached to the crime, which means less attention is paid to it, as well as a lack of understanding of what constitutes human trafficking. A good consolidated database is also lacking. While law enforcement and non-governmental organizations may have vulnerable data on their own, they do not always share it freely. Yep. So, the issue, I mean, again, I think it should be legalized and I think it should be regulated. That way you don't have this kind of crazy crap that goes on. You're not going to have these kind of rings and stuff if it's regulated and it's, I'm sorry, that's illegal. And then the government and the state break in. It's a lot of different things that happen that don't happen in a unregulated industry. When you have an unregulated industry, you're going to have all these kinds of issues. That's why we have regulation. So, got a funny one here. This is from harddrive.net, so it's comedy. North Pole. Santa Claus totally fucked over by Bitcoin miners buying every graphics card. Saint Nick is reportedly in a very tight spot as Bitcoin miners continue to snatch up all the graphics cards featured prominently on many gamers' Christmas lists, sources within the elf community have confirmed. Oh yeah, I'm fucked right up my ass, Santa Claus, the iconic figure delivers presents to good boys and girls. Said Santa Claus, the iconic figure delivers presents to good boys and girls every Christmas Eve. These shit fucks are snatching up all the RTXs to mine their bullshit, or whatever they do, and it's really been a slap in the dick. I hope these gamer kids like rocking horses and music boxes because I don't think I'd get my hands on these cards for them. Not this year. Fucking crypto bullshit. As the Christmas season approaches, employees of Claus's famous workshop have reported that conditions have never been this stressful. We crunch like fuck every year. There's no way around that, said Melvin Borgens, a third-generation Jack-in-the-Box Sander. But this year, it's a super duper extra intense. Santa keeps showing up drunk, asking if any of us have figured out how to make PlayStation 5s yet, and we keep insisting it's just way over our heads. He should set up a supply deal with Best Buy or something, because spending the year on eBay buying electronics for the good kids just isn't cutting it anymore. Poor guy, I've never seen him cry this much. Claus's wife insisted that these problems were solvable and that the Christmas spirit would endure. Oh, don't listen to him. He gets like this every year around this time, said Miss Claus, who refused to give her first name. There's always something that makes it stressful. Star Wars action figures, Tickle Me Elmo, Nintendo Wii, I've seen them all. It wouldn't be Christmas if Santa wasn't openly discussing driving the sleigh into the goddamn ocean every couple of days. 'Tis the season. As of press time, Santa had learned that the Steam Deck had been delayed until February and had gone for a walk. Yep. Well, see? Santa Claus is having a hard time. Yeah. Okay, so we got comic book news. X-Men the Animated Series Revival officially announced for Disney Plus. Fans of the original X-Men Animated Series have always treated it as the gold standard and introduced a generation of fans to Marvel's Merry Mutants. There have been rumblings of a reboot or continuation over the years. Especially after Disney regained the X-Men rights after acquiring Fox assets. They're also doing Marvel Zombies. So, of course, all eyes were on Disney Plus Day to see what new Marvel announcements were coming down the pipeline, and fans were not disappointed after receiving word of an X-Men The Animated Series revival heading to Disney in 2023. As The Wrap revealed, the official title of the new animated series is X-Men 97, which is already in production at the service. The X-Men animated series will pick up after the original ended, coincidentally in September 97. The final episode featured Professor Charles Xavier gravely injured in an attack by the mutant-hater Henry Peter Geyring. Xavier's only hope for survival is to take Princess Lilandra up on her offer to save Earth and enter the Shi'ar Empire. The X-Men are joined by their rival Xavier's best friend Magneto to say goodbye to their leader during his final moments on the planet. Returning cast members will include Cal Dodd, Lenore Zahn, George Buza, Adrian Howe, Christopher Britton, Catherine Disher, Chris Potter, Allison Seeley Smith, Allison Court. New cast members will include Jennifer Hale, Anna Wabuchi, Ray Chase, Matthew Watterson, J.P. Karliak, Holly Cho, Jeff Bennett, A.G. Locasio. Head writer and executive producer on the series is Bo DeMeo. Supervising director is Jake Castorena, and supervising producer is Charlie Feldman. Okay, now, Yellow Flash has been talking about this for a while, saying that there's some woke writers. However, it's worth noting that X-Men had a lot of very progressive topics to begin with. It was an allegory for civil rights. I mean, it was. They were considered, nobody wanted the mutants. It was hate all mutants, kill all mutants. So there are some very, progressive parallels to that. However, everybody's like, oh, well, we're going to see gay Iceman and all that shit. Yeah, we probably will. And that's what's probably going to have a lot of people lose their interest in it. But people will say, oh, but it is progressive. It is progressive. Yeah, but a lot of people just wanted to kind of continue from the Chris Byrne comics. Or the good, not Chris Byrne, but the Claremont comics. And I don't think that's going to happen. I don't know. I think they're going to try to.
I'm just saying they need to stop.
If
there's an audience for it, maybe. But I just don't think there's an audience for the progressive. Like, that's not.
I don't know.
Necessarily the main readers of comic books, I don't think.
Well,
but I could be wrong.
I don't know, because there is definitely, if somebody makes something like that, they're definitely checking it out. I know that those LGBT visual novels they do are actually, making a lot of people are reading those and buying those, I think. So, I think that, yeah, that's a thing. I don't know. I think there is probably a progressive audience for some of this stuff. Apparently, I mean, I don't know about the Eternals. I haven't watched it. I don't know how well it did.
I haven't watched it yet.
But it does have does it have like a gay kiss, I think? I don't know exactly.
I don't know.
I heard it does.
Watch it and see if
it is
what everyone said it was.
Okay, we got another one. Twitch streamer Amaranth. This is interesting. Reveals high tax bill buys a gas station. Twitch streamer Amaranth reveals to her followers on social media that she now owns a gas station and it will help with her tax bill. She's consistently been one of the most popular and highest earning streamers on the platform for years, and as a result, she's amassed quite a lot of cash. The recent Twitch leaks confirm that Amaranth has made millions of dollars from Twitch alone, and that doesn't even take into account the many of other ways she earns money. Now Amaranth has decided to invest some of her money into purchasing a gas station, which will help with her $6 million federal income tax bill. Amaranth detailed her decision to purchase a gas station on her Twitter account, explaining how the purchase will actually help with her taxes. According to her tweets, Amaranth bought the gas station for $4 million, putting in $1 million upfront, taking out the rest in a loan. Amaranth goes into more details in her tweets, but thanks to the way the U.S. tax laws work, she will essentially come away with a $110,000 profit from her investment. She plans on leasing the gas station, which will also result in passive income for the Twitch streamer. Twitch has banned Amaranth on numerous occasions, but even if she were to completely remove herself from the internet, she should already be set for life and then some. Amaranth has leveraged her internet popularity to become incredibly rich, and it seems she has been investing her money wisely, so that if she were ever banned permanently, it won't be the end for her, one of the very few women that has actually done it. She said, "I'm going to pay like $6 million this year in federal income tax. God forbid I tried to lower that a bit via a legal investment maneuver." And she said she bought a Circle K.
What's her name?
Her name is Amaranth, but her real name is Caitlin, apparently. It goes by Wild Kate on Twitter. It's not one of a thing. It's not one of a one-of thing or special sweetheart deal. Let's start. Newly built gas stations in a major metropolitan area. 100,000 cars pass by daily. Listed for $4 million. I invest $1 million and borrow the rest. $3 million easy so far, right? There are many other ways that Amaranth makes money besides Twitch, but she does have a significant presence on the streaming platform, and data she shows she actually streams longer and more frequently than many other streamers. Considering how much money she already has, some may be surprised that she still works to produce Twitch content, but clearly has a passion for it. While Amaranth is perhaps best known for suggestive ASMR and hot tub streams, she streams other content as well. Recently, Amaranth shot to the top of the Animals, Aquariums, and Zoos Twitch category due to her ranch stream. She has a ranch now. It remains to be seen if Twitch ever decides to ban Amaranth again, but so far none of the bans have stuck. The reason for Amaranth's latest Twitch ban was never revealed, but Twitch reversed the decision in a matter of days. They said that she promoted her OnlyFans account, which is bad because there's kids on there, giving the controversial streamer account back. There have been no banning incidents since then. Wow. That is crazy. Buying a gas station. All right, this is an interesting one. Very important topic. New York Post. Pesticides, radioactivity discovered in U.S. tap water. New analysis. There must be something in the water. Many things, in fact. A new analysis by Clean Water Advocate, the Environmental Working Group, has discovered 56 new contaminants in U.S. drinking water. The most disturbing of these include pesticides, radioactive materials, and water disinfectant byproducts, The Guardian reported. The substances are associated with a long list of side effects, including liver disease, cancer, and reproductive problems. The EWG looked at American Water Utilities contamination records to reveal the previously unnoted water contaminants, which are now included on its website database. Hold on. It did some things. It always has that read more or whatever. Okay. it says the large amount of newly found contaminants is significantly due to certain substances being freshly identified as forever chemicals. Yeah, hold on. I hate these fucking... Okay, hold on. Let's go to read more. It does this crap to me. I don't know why. It didn't do it when I looked at it before. No, I don't want to do that. Oh my god. This fucking piece of shit. See, this is what sucks when you're trying to do some articles live. It probably would have been better to just read an archived version of this. Alright, it says... Alright, hold on. Let me just give it a minute. Okay. Alright, here it goes. The large amount of newly found contaminants is significantly due to certain substances being freshly identified as forever chemicals. In other words, many common but toxic materials used regularly in numerous industries had previously not been considered as harmful as they're now categorized to be. Now, though, scientists realize they are linked to a multitude of health problems. The most troubling part of the new findings in existing data is that it is likely the tip of the iceberg, with many more contaminants not yet listed due to water regulators' failures to monitor U.S. water properly. It speaks to the fact that we don't have nearly strong enough regulations in place to protect drinking water, and the regulation process is much too slow, EWG senior scientist Tasha Stoiber told the UK outlet. We're testing for things that are already in our drinking water after the fact, and we're not keeping pace with these chemicals. We are becoming more aware of the extent of water contamination. Oh, hold on. While becoming more aware of the extent of water contamination in the U.S. is eye-opening, unfortunately, there's little consumers can do about it besides learning about the problem. A zip code search on the EWG's website allows individuals to learn exactly which chemicals are in their are likely in their local water supply and which ones are removable with water filters. And the more people know, the more people may be motivated to push for a better regulation of water supply, which would make a difference. Everyone can be educated, Stoiber said. Contact the local utility, ask them questions about what they're doing, and push for stronger regulations that protect people's health. I agree. They said there's 56 fucking chemicals in the fucking regular tap water, and there's going to be more.
So the forever chemicals you can't get out?
No. Some of them you can, some of them you can't. They have to regulate the water better. And it's going to be really hard to do, so it's probably best that people get filtration systems. There's one that Winter recommended on Alex Jones's website, actually. He says it's a really good one. He has it, so he's going to check it. Let's see. Let me go back to where that actually is. I think... I don't know where he... Winter, if you're listening, can you post that in the show chats real quick so I can tell people about it? I don't know if you're on, but if you can post your water filtration system that you have, I can promote it here. That way people will know what you're using. It would help.
Yeah.
I haven't had that many, so I might be able to find it myself. But let's see here. Okay, right here. I found it. It's from MyPatriotSupply.com. And it's a water filtration... Okay, it's called an Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System. A revolutionary gravity-powered water filtration system removing 99.99999% of 200-plus contaminants in any fresh water source. Is Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System. Let's see how much this sucker is. I bet it's high. Let's see. It is, yeah. It's not as much as a PlayStation 5, but it's a little more. It's almost as much as a Switch. It costs, it's on sale right now for $260.
Yeah.
So there you go. And I don't even know what the shipping is. I imagine it's $300, everything considered. But it's probably worth it.
Yeah.
So there you guys go. That is your...
I would like to eventually get a spout that does restaurant quality water. I always think, whenever I go to a restaurant, that is the best water I've ever tasted in my life. But I usually put a lot of lemon in mine.
Yeah, I just drink bottled water.
Yeah, I drink a lot of water, but the lemon I put in it.
I mean, I just drink the... No, 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 I said bottled water.
Oh, yeah. They say it's good for your circulation.
And I drink that Essentia, which is purified. That's a 9.0 pH. You're not really supposed to drink that often, because it's not good for you to drink that high of purification often, they say.
Huh.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You can look that up. Okay, so now we've got another one. Let's see.
The only thing I would guess is it would do kind of like those people that use too much hand sanitizer all the time. Like Howie Mandel did it, where he's such a germ freak, he kept Purell in his hands and washing them all the time. And he ended up getting something like an autoimmune disorder.
Oh.
Where he, you know, I guess stuff makes him sick real easy now.
Hmm.
Not like AIDS, but...
Yeah.
I don't want to...
And, I mean, we already know about the GTA situation. We're not going to talk about how much of a dumpster fire GTA was. So, I'm not going to get into that.
What GTA?
The Trilogy Remaster.
Oh, really?
No!
No?
No. It's... No. No, don't do it. Don't do it. They actually had to pull it. That's how bad it was.
That bad?
Yes. It was the worst launch since Cyberpunk. It's terrible. They destroyed everything. They took everything out of the game that was offensive.
Nobody wants that.
Nope.
Half the point of even getting the game is being able to.
And you know what's funny? All the mods and stuff for the PC version.
Yeah.
They make it look just as good, even better than the remaster. Mm-hmm. So it's actually a waste of fucking time. Okay, now that we've covered my articles, let's cover your articles. Man. Oh my god, look at this bull fucking shit. Thanks, Oshione, for sending me this shitstorm article. Thankfully, we've got it on archive. It says, non-binary professor advocates to destigmatize pedophiles in new book. And an interview with Prostasia. Okay, Prostasia. Prostasia has a lot of doll owners on there, by the way. A lot. By the way, the guy who sold me my doll was on Prostasia. He's a member of Prostasia. And they are working to do what me and Ken talked about with the whole, you know, the child doll thing as therapy for the pet. Yeah, I know. I mean, it's the hardest. I know. It's really super controversial. But other than putting a bullet in their head, there's really not a whole hell of a lot you can do for them. It's a really bad situation. And you don't want the child to be hurt. You don't want the child to be hurt.
I always have the urge when I see a hot ass on a lady or a nice set of breasts or a good figure.
Mm-hmm, but you know,
I'd love to just run up and fuck.
But you don't.
But I don't because I've got civility and I'm a decent.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I'm just saying. But if you had the willing chance that the hot beautiful lady would get with you, you would definitely take. You would be with the hot beautiful lady. Yeah, that's what we mean.
But
they don't have. They don't. Yeah, they don't
willing to be with.
They
a
don't have
40-year-old.
Of course, they don't have. So they don't have any outlet. That's the thing. They don't have any outlet. That's why we were focusing on an outlet. We have to give them something, because they have to have an outlet, or they're going to do that. Imagine if you didn't have an outlet and all women were banned. All beautiful women were absolutely banned, even the ugly ones. They were all banned. You just couldn't get with any of them. And you were like, oh my God, I have no outlet. There's no way for me to talk to a girl. If I talk to a beautiful woman, I'm going to be shot. Well, that's the thing. That's what they're thinking of. And of course, we don't want them messing with our kids. We want them to have some kind of alternative where they're not. Again, what Ken said, the object is to minimize it as little as possible. To make it so that all of these, it said we can never get rid of it completely, but we can minimize it to the lowest extent to where children are not harmed. And they're not thinking of the children. They're thinking of, they're going to harm my kids. Yeah. No, we're trying to make it so that somebody has an outlet so that they're no longer interested in that. Or if they are interested in that, they have something to get their outlet on, their frustrations out on, and not your damn kids. Because there's nobody that cares more about, you know, the safety and harm of kids than me in this situation, because I know a guy that actually did this shit. Keep in mind, I know a guy that's real fucking good friends, went to high school with him. I never knew he was into this shit, and I keep wondering, what if he had an outlet? What if he had an outlet? I know his girlfriend would have had issues with it, but if it was talked over, maybe I could have saved those girls the trauma they went through. I don't know what kind of adults they are. They're teenagers now.
It just depends
now,
on if the
if he had a
like
private
would
if
cross
he had a
any child porn laws.
Well, yeah, then. That well that's what they well it has to be done in a therapy sense. It has to be done in a medical sense.
Well, you'd
this
have
isn't
to
just
get a
yeah
stipulation you, clause or something.
Yeah, all that has to be done. Yes, the first thing that starts is studies. You have to have studies. And once you get your studies, you go to the medical board, and then the medical board reviews the studies, the therapy board, the psychology board. Everything has to do this kosher. If this isn't done kosher, then it can't be done at all.
Well, I will give an example of how this could go wrong.
Well, of course it can go wrong, but the problem
is, I
want to
say it was Dahmer had a mannequin that
but the mannequin stopped. That's the thing. As long as he had the mannequin, he didn't have the urge to do anything. But when his mother destroyed the mannequin, that's when he had the urge to go get
he
real people.
He could have gotten a new mannequin.
No, he couldn't have because he stole that from a clothing store. It was really hard to come by mannequins in those days. He didn't want his mother...
Easy to come by dead bodies, though.
Well, he didn't... Well, he didn't want his mother to know about the mannequin. His mother found the mannequin that he stole from the clothing store and threw it away. TFM has talked about this case several times, and that's his belief that these dolls can help people that need them. And I'm not talking about the young doll. I'm talking about the older doll, you know, the adult dolls, the ones that people use. Yes, those dolls are fine, and they do help a lot of guys. There's a lot of guys with adult dolls that are perfect. Well, they don't have any desire for a woman.
It's just a stepping stone, like a gateway.
Yes, but at the same time, we've got to do something.
I mean,
we've got to
do.
Yes, we've got to try it.
You got if the results are.
Well, I mean, that's why we do studies.
That's
why we do studies. They're trying to do. They need to do studies. Prestasia is for those studies. That's one reason they're trying to I understand why they're trying to destigmatize it. Because a person, okay, this is one thing we've said. Thoughts are one thing. Actions are another. If you have thoughts that come into your head like that, I'm not saying you. I'm saying if a person has thoughts like that, and Drexel's even said this. If you have thoughts like that, that's not necessarily a good thing, but it doesn't mean that you're 100% ready to do something. But if you act on something and you abuse a child, then you get the full extent of the wall.
Well, yeah.
You get the guillotine. You get the flamethrower. You get the pot of boiling oil. You get what Rosenbaum should have got in the 11 fucking counts. By the way, since we're talking about this, let's go. No.
How'd he get away with 6 victims? And he was still out on the street.
There's more victims than that.
Well, 6 that they have him all charged on.
No, he's got 11 counts.
Oh, did he have
11? He's got 11 counts. Yes, it was read to me. It was shown to me. I have the fucking information. Give me a minute. Let me find it.
You have the information.
I have the information. Hold on. No, we're going to read it.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to read it. We are going to read it. Just give me a minute. I've got to find it in my list. Okay, here we are. All right. This is as follows. Joseph Rosenbaum, sex offender, criminal complaint. The 11 counts include. Count 1, public sexual indecency to a minor under 15, class 5 felony. On or about the month of February 2002 through the 27th day of March 2002. Joseph Rosenbaum committed public sexual indecency to a minor by intentionally or knowingly committing an act of sexual contact by masturbating while, name removed, a minor under 15 years of age was present. Count 2, sexual conduct with a minor under 15, a class 2 felony, dangerous crime against children. On or about the 27th day of March 2002, Joseph Rosenbaum committed sexual conduct with a minor by intentionally or knowingly engaging in an act of sexual intercourse with a second victim, a minor under the age of 15 years, by penetrating the victim's anus with his penis. Ugh! Count 3. Furnishing obscene or harmful items to minors, a class 4 felony. On or about the 27th day of March 2002, Joseph Rosenbaum, with knowledge of the character of the item involved, recklessly furnished, presented, provided, made available, gave, lent, showed, advertised, distributed, an item harmful to minors to a second victim, a minor under 18 years of age, to photographs of nude women, including their genitals. Count 4, public sexual indecency to a minor under 15, class 5 felony. On or about the 27th day of March 2002, Joseph Rosenbaum committed public sexual indecency to a minor by intentionally or knowingly committing an act of sexual conduct by masturbating while second victim, a minor under 15 years of age, was present. He did a lot in March on 27th. Count 5. Sexual conduct with a minor under 15, a class 2 felony, dangerous crime against children. On, about, the 27th day of March 2002, Joseph Don Rosenbaum committed sexual conduct with a minor by intentionally or knowingly engaging in the act of sexual intercourse with a third victim, a minor of the age of 15 years, by penetrating the victim's anus with his penis. Ugh! Count 6. Sexual conduct with a minor under 15, class 2 felony, dangerous crime against children. On or about the 27th day of March 2002, Joseph Rosenbaum committed sexual conduct with a minor by intentionally or knowingly engaging the act of oral sexual contact with a minor under the age of 15 years by inserting his penis into the victim's mouth. Count 7. Sexual contact with a minor under 15, Class 2 felony, dangerous crime against children. On or about the 27th day of March 2002, Joseph Rosenbaum committed sexual contact with a minor by intentionally or knowingly engaging in an act of oral sexual contact with a minor under the age of 15 years by placing his mouth on the victim's penis. Count 8, molestation of a child, Class 2 felony, dangerous crime against children. On or about the 27th day of March 2002, Joseph Rosenbaum committed molestation of a child by intentionally or knowingly engaging in sexual contact with a fourth victim, child under the age of 15 years, involving the genitals by touching the victim's penis with his hand. Count 9, molestation of a children, a Class 2 felony, dangerous crime against children. On or about the 27th day of March 2002, Joseph Rosenbaum committed a molestation of a child by intentionally or knowingly engaging in sexual contact with a fourth victim, a child under the age of 15 years, involving the genitals by causing the victim to touch his penis. Count 10, molestation of a child, Class 2 felony, dangerous crime against children. On or about the month of March 2002, Joseph Rosenbaum committed molestation of a child, intentionally or knowingly engaging in sexual contact with a child under 15 years of age, involving the genitals by touching the victim's penis with his finger. Count 11, indecent exposure to a minor under 15, Class 6 felony. On or about the month of March 2002, Joseph Rosenbaum indecently exposes genitals to a fifth victim, a minor under the age of 15 years, by showing the victim his penis. Why wasn't this man slaughtered?
Yeah, he should have never.
He went to jail. Oh my God. He went to jail and his arrest record. I also have what he did in jail. 2003, disrespect. 2003, staff obstruction. 2003, disobeyed order. 2003, staff obstruction. More 2003, bunch of disobeying orders all the way up to 2004. Not in a not unauthorized area. That's 2005. That's not so bad. Disobeying order 0505. Give receive tattoo 2006. Refusal to work 2006. Now here's where it gets interesting. Assault with weapon 2007. Possessing manufacturing weapon 2008. Tampering 2008. Disrespect. That's 2008. Possessing contraband 2008. 2009, well, we have tampering with security safety devices. Damn, 2009. Assault on staff, 2009. Assault on staff throwing substances, 2009. Tampering with security safety devices, 2009. Arson, 2009.
Yeah.
He tried to burn the jail down, and they still let him out. Assault on staff, 2010. Obstructing staff, 2010. And finally, when he got released, disobeying verbal order.
I think putting him...
Why isn't this man under the entire... I mean, he should have been under the jail a long time ago.
He should have never been out on the street.
You don't... Yeah, why was this man on the street?
To attack a 17-year-old with a rifle.
Sex offender. Level 3 offender, failure to maintain register status, attempted assault and battery. And then, of course, you had Huber, convicted felon, assault and battery, domestic abuse, false imprisonment, illegal weapon, assault and battery. Then you have Grosenkrauts, who was the weakest one. All he had was a felony burglary, probation violation, and illegal weaponry. He did assault with an illegal weapon.
And he didn't have...
he did not die.
Carry. For the one,
he did not die.
Trying to shoot him with, he's the one that got shot in the bicep.
Now we're gonna talk about this because it does involve Prestasia. So I take a little bit of a different case on this one. It has to deal with Prestasia because they are actually trying to fucking stop the bullshit, which a lot of people don't understand. They're actually trying to work with mental health organizations to stop the bullshit, and they also believe in keeping children safe. That's one of the big things that they do. Is they're all about, that's one of the things. Because I've actually been there, I've researched, I've looked at the forums, and yes, there are definitely a lot of people on there, but there's people on there that's like, I have these attractions, I need to, they're screaming, they want an out. They just want something that can stop them. You know, imagine that you like something so much, and you're just not allowed to mess with it. And it's nothing... That it's just something that happened in your brain. It's just
a lot of people
fetish.
Have that with drugs,
and they have to stop that. Well, no, drugs usually don't happen until you're actually addicted to them. Like you start taking drugs. Nobody comes out of the womb addicted to drugs, but people can come out with certain fetishes. You don't know why you like what you like. There's a lot of people that like what they like. That's why we need to fix the problem. Everybody's like, oh, we shoot them. Okay, here's what happens when you say you're going to shoot them. When you say you're going to shoot them, then a bunch of them are like, oh, well, I'm not going to tell anybody anything because they don't want to get shot. And then you have them all go under in the closet hardcore where they're not even, they don't have any outlet. And then they either lose their mind, they start kidnapping children. They start doing a lot of really awful, horrible fucking things. Yeah. That's why we fix these mental health problems, these fetish issues that need to be handled with people that have the knowledge and have the facilities and the ability to actually handle these things. That's why we have mental health. That's why we try to fix people with depression. Yeah. And we fix people with other problems. This is a problem that needs to be solved. A lot of people say, well, my gun will take care of it. Well, yeah, but that's the thing. You kill a bunch of them, they're not just going to stop. You're going to make it worse. You go in there and shoot one of them, and then they're going to have a whole bunch of them. It's like, oh, well, I'm not going to tell anybody. Now, if there's somebody that's actually, you know, going to harm a child or something like that, yeah, shoot them. Shoot them in the fucking head. Cut their head off. Like the man who the sex trafficker, we talked about that. That man's just as bad. That man's not the man that got his daughter back, but the 19-year-old fuck stain that kidnapped that girl and sold her into sex trafficking. That guy is as bad as any convicted pedophile. He should have been killed. Cinder block, shot in the face, stabbed, whatever. I don't care. You know what? This probably isn't going to go on YouTube.
Yeah, okay.
But no, it's whatever. It's whatever. That's what I believe about this situation. In an interview with Prostasia's Noah Berlatsky, Old Dominion professor Alan Walker justified feelings of pedophilia and the people who have them. Walker wants to destigmatize feelings of pedophilia, digs into the idea that pedophilia is simply sexual orientation that a person should not act upon. Well, I agree with that. It's a sexual orientation that a person should not act upon. I think we can come to full agreement on there. If somebody is attracted to this thing, it is not something that they should pursue. It is something they need to seek help with immediately. That's what Ken said. Meanwhile, all the fatty caddies, like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You're arming children. This man worked with children. He worked with children, and he also said if there were people that came in and said they had any attraction at all to that sort of thing, or even thought about it, he had to report them, what? Immediately. Immediately. Yeah. He said that right in my interview. Immediately.
Huh.
You can't, if you even disclose that you have any attraction, they have to report you immediately to Child Services. Immediately.
Because they don't want you being a threat immediately.
Yes. Walker claims there is a difference between sexual offenders and pedophiles. They're actually, I don't agree with the MAPS. So-called MAPS, Walker said, can be attracted to minors regardless of whether or not they have gone through puberty. Their attraction to minors, Walker claims, is not immoral if they haven't.
One's a pedophile and one's a pedophile.
One is not immoral if they haven't acted on it. Well, we did say that, but I don't like the idea of the minor. I'll tell you why I don't like the idea of the minor attracted person. I don't think we should destigmatize them as something that is to be accepted in society. We shouldn't accept the fact that people have this fetish. It should not be looked upon as a good thing. It should be looked upon as somebody that needs help. Basically you say, yeah, I have this issue, but I'm dealing with it. I've got coping mechanisms.
Dysmorphia.
Got coping mechanisms to deal with my issues.
Yeah.
Things I mentioned. That's how we should have it. It should be described as like a mental issue. It shouldn't be, oh, it's okay. No, it's never, ever okay for a person to be attracted. To be attracted. Yeah, you can't help that in the brain, but it's not something that should be praised. It is not something that should be praised. We should never say, oh, I identify as... No. You do not identify as
rewarded.
8. You don't identify as 8. I don't care. Oh, I'm 30, but I identify as 8. No, fuck off. Against the wall. No. It doesn't fucking work like that. And it says, okay, Walker, who uses they-them pronouns, was speaking about the research in their new book, A Long Dark Shadow, Minor Attracted People in Their Pursuit of Dignity, a book justifying the feelings of pedophiles. Walker is an assistant professor in sociology and criminal justice department at Old Dominion University. First of all, because it's important to use terminology for groups of members. What? For groups that members of that group want others to use for them. And people that should be against the wall, we'll call, I don't know what we should call them. People on the wall, I don't know. Wall people. Advocacy groups like Before You Act have advocated for use of the term that they've advocated for, but primarily because it's less stigmatizing than other terms like pedophile. I don't care what offends them.
No.
I don't care what offends them.
Well, that's what
I'm saying. It's offensive when you've got some, you know, if you're like a mother or, you know, you got your kids with you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm, what? You're what? Yeah. To the wall, sir.
Yeah, if someone, if I that's, got.
Here in this state, they'll pull out a, she'll pull out her little gun. Some of the girls are packing.
Yeah.
Some of the girls are packing.
I got like, concealed carry.
Yeah.
But
basically it said.
Yeah, if I got my niece and I got someone like, don't judge me, but us pedophiles.
No.
Oh.
No. Oh, my God. Don't you even fucking. Look. Don't you even fucking approach somebody with a child and say, oh, I'm a. No. You're a dad is what
you're
you
probably,
are. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, you're asking for dad.
That's.
At that point.
Yeah.
You're a corpse.
Oh yeah, is that what you want to be? I will definitely make sure that happens for you.
I mean,
sir.
I
am more than obliged.
Yeah.
To make sure
you have a lovely child. Could I smell her?
Oh my God! It's like Joe Biden.
Yeah. Bullet.
Yeah. You're a corpse. It's like, oh, I'm so glad that I can make you a corpse today.
I was gonna have to shoot someone the other night.
Really?
Yeah. Me and my buddy had gotten out of the Mexican restaurant in up north in our nation's capital.
Yeah, yeah.
Got out. This guy comes up to us asking for money, and he goes off by. It takes a lot of guts to come up and ask you for this, and I hadn't stole it, but I have gone that route, and I had my pistol in my hoodie, in my little hand thing, and I eased it out, and I was nodded at my buddy. I was like, move out of the way. And he's like, here, let me give you some money and get you on your way. He didn't want no trouble. He paid the guy
Jesus.
Off. Said, you might want to get out of here.
Oh, my God.
But I guarantee if he tried to rob us, that
would
be
it. Oh, yeah.
Just because. He'd probably have tried to use violence.
Now, he says, a lot of people who hear the term pedophile automatically assume it means sex offender, Walker justified. And that isn't true, and it leads to a lot of misconceptions about people that are attracted towards minors. Now, I mean, yeah, I understand what they're saying there, but again, people shouldn't, I mean, we don't need to destigmatize them, because then you've already got. I've talked to you guys about OnlyFans. I've talked to you guys about the children that are making the damn content on there. And on the stuff you can find on probably Twitch, and not Twitch, but TikTok and God knows what else. There's all that kind of stuff for them on there, unfortunately. Apparently they had problems with videos on YouTube where people would watch their children because they would get millions of views and they would wonder why. Yeah. Because those fucking people are using that as an outlet. Now, what it means is they need an outlet. But what it does mean...
say Spider-Man and Elsa go on an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those are terrible.
Yeah. No. This is different. People would actually post pictures of them with their, post videos of them with their children, doing things with their children, like washing, giving them a bath and stuff like that.
And they didn't
intend on anything, but they're like, why is this getting millions and millions
because
and millions of views? Because they've got creepers on there. Exactly.
Yeah.
And they need
follows two boys and twins, and it's terrible.
They need to fix this shit. They need to fix this shit. Obviously, these people are a problem. They need some sort of mental health. I mean, a lot of people say, well, I got mental health in my gun case. Well, yeah, I guarantee you do. And I guarantee your method is effective. However, the problem with that method is that it makes a bunch of them go in even further.
Hide.
And that's worse because then they're going to start trying to kidnap kids.
I hate to tell you, most of them are hiding already.
I know, but they're going to really hide.
I don't see any, like, hi, Bob, local pedophile, nice to meet you. Like, no, nobody's doing that shit. If they got any sense,
if they have
they
that,
are.
Damn, if they try to make this map shit, they make this map shit, oh, well, I'm just here to inform you that you're a what? You're a corpse? Oh, that's okay, I can help you with that. But no, it says... Okay, it says, I've definitely heard the idea you brought up through that use of the term MAP suggests that it's okay to be attracted... No, oh my god. Suggests it's okay to be attracted to children, but using a term that communicates who someone is attracted to doesn't indicate anything about the morality of their attraction. For Walker, there is no morality or immortality... There is no morality or immorality attached to attraction to anyone because no one can control what they're who they're attracted to at all. In other words, it's not who we're attracted to that's either okay or not. It's our behaviors in responding to that attraction that are either okay or not okay. Well, okay, I do agree with that. We can't help what we're attracted to. However, we can use proper judgment in avoiding things that we are, you know, like stigmatized or taboo. There are certain things that you're not supposed to do that are, like... Maybe some people are attracted to animals and shouldn't be. You know how much animal shit they found on OnlyFans? A lot. A lot. Some women really like horses. And cows. And donkeys. Yeah. Bulls.
Well,
Walker claims that there should be no stigma against a pedophile because at least pedophiles believe that they're destined to commit an offense against a child. This, Walker believes, could make it harder for them to realize the choice they have and there's help out there if they feel that kind of temptation to commit an offense. And yes, if you believe that you are, like, into this stuff, like, I know, I don't want to throw the lolly community in there, because I understand that the characters, except that, that little sister shit, oh my god, don't even get fucking started. That stuff is just hard for, it's like, why would you want to see that? I mean, I don't get it, but I'm not going to just go out and say, oh, you're going to... touch, you know, but I look at it, and I'm like, oh my god, that, you know, it looks like to me, and I hate to even say that, but it just does, it looks like to me, when you see these young, you know, like, even in the anime, the little sister characters, you know, they've got, like, nude versions of that, like, sexual version, like, ooh, you know, now, I understand, now, hold on, I understand that there are petite women out there, short, petite, Asian women are mostly like that.
Well,
that's fine.
A lot of Asian women
you can have
are
a short, petite woman that looks like that's fine. But when you've got a girl that literally is like literally she's 4, 5, 6, she looks like she's a young. I mean, you can't tell the difference. It's like one step from fucking toddler con, like. Yeah, that's hard for me, okay? It's hard for me to get into. Same thing with the Shota stuff that I saw in... I talked about it with the How to Live a Healthy Anti-Lifestyle. That scene scarred me. I don't like it. I don't like that it was there. I can skip past it, you know? But it's like seeing a car wreck, you know? Like, imagine a car wreck where somebody gets injured and you see the blood splatter and you see somebody die. That's really traumatic to see something like that in real life, like real traumatic car wreck. And you can't take your eyes off because it's so shocking. Like, it freezes you. We have that flight or fight, what is it? The human
flight
has five, no. Flight, feed, freeze, and fuck. That's the main... that's the main responses of human, according to what this researcher I was listening to was talking about in a podcast. And the freeze response is what happens when we're in shock. We have a lot of times where you freeze, you're like, well, why didn't somebody do something? It's because they had frozen in shock. And that's why when you see something traumatic happen, a lot of times you freeze. Sometimes you will freeze before you decide to do anything. It's the animal instinct. So that's why when I see something like that, it's frozen. I was like, oh my God, that's too much. And a lot of people said, well, maybe you're not ready for that content. And it's like, well, you know, I don't think I'm ever, I'm not for that kind of content. When I see something that looks a little too young, like at a character or something like that, I usually skip past it. I don't want anything to do with it. I understand what you label it as. I just don't care for it personally. It doesn't feel right to me. I'm not saying you can't like it. I'm just saying I don't like it. And that's too close for comfort for me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I even have a guy that works, you know, translating some of these novels and things. And he'll tell me, well, this one here, it does have a lowly scene. I was like, okay, well, you know, thanks for letting me know. So if I see it, I can just skip past it.
So basically, lowly is just kid lie.
Well, kid, well, it can be two things. It can be, you can have your lowly, which is legit, and you can have your lowly, which is a petite girl. A petite girl, like, that acts like an adult, because the girl in Dona Dona, she's an adult. She pretty much has the mind and mentality of an adult. She's actually more of a boss bitch. But she's tiny and petite, but she will fucking hit hard on the main character's ass. Like, she's pretty much his boss. But she's petite, and there's no getting around that. I mean, there's guys that like petite girls, though. I have nothing against guys with petite Asian wives or petite girls. I know a guy that married a petite woman. She was small and petite. And there was nothing wrong with... I mean, she's kind of big, but she was a short girl.
That's not petite.
Well, maybe not petite, but yeah, she was a short, really short girl, you know? So, I don't have any problems with that. I don't have
she's
any problems.
She's a big petite. Yeah, medium, more or less.
Yeah, she was kind of... But I don't have any problem with that, okay? That's not my issue here. My issue is when you have something that looks like a Precious Moments figurine. If you guys don't know what those are, go look those up.
Yeah.
But if you have something that looks like a... If you have something that looks like a Precious Moments figurine, and it's like, oh, I'm going to take... No, you're not going to take... I'm going to take my hand, and I'm going to put it against the screen, and I'm going to hit that space bar as many times as I fucking can, get through this fucking scene as quick as possible. Because I don't want to see that shit. That's how I do that.
Well, those are obviously kid depictions.
I know, and I don't like that. Look, I'm not going to tell the Japanese what to do. I'm not going to tell the Japanese what to do. I understand they have laws on their content that's different from ours. I just don't really care to see some of that stuff. And, you know, I won't never show it on any of my channels. Now, there is one character in Rance, the Evenical Rance, that kind of looked a little young. Now, I know you guys might fight me on this, but whatever her name is, that first girl, I can't remember, the first one that Aster meets, she looked kind of young, but that might just be that she was petite, but she's an older character, obviously older character. Doesn't look like a little sister, but she looked a little petite in that scene. I'm not going to be that guy, though. I'm not going to nitpick, because I don't think anybody is going to consider that a little girl. It was just drawn in a very, you know, fashion as they do. However, there's monster tits, and she looks completely different. So, again, there's certain things I just cannot do. If you look way too fucking young. And I'm not talking about, like, again, the petite, but I'm talking about if you are trying to look 12. If you are trying to look like you are a minor child, I'm not going to... I don't like that. I don't get into that. That's not a thing that I am into. And that's a problem for me. I mean, I don't care that you're into it. I'm just not into it. And I got to agree with Nick Rakita. I'm going to agree with Nick 100 times. I don't think it should be decriminalized. I don't think it should be illegal. But I think it should be made less of. He says that it shouldn't really be like I don't like it. I don't like it, but I'm not going to call you a criminal.
Well, of course,
for it.
Just because you don't like it,
yeah, doesn't make it right or wrong. I'm not saying, oh, you're against it. It's like, no, I don't like it. There's a lot of things I don't like, but I
some things yeah, we can idea, all agree yeah, on, like we, pedophilia.
No. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, oh, I like this. Okay, that's fine. And do I think that some kawaii characters have, like, a cute sense? Like, maybe the little super deformed heads, or what do they call them? The, that stuff. Yeah, that can be cute in a sense. But, I mean, it's not, but you don't want to see it. I don't want to see it nude. Like, I don't personally, I mean, I look, everybody has their thing. But that's definitely something that's not mine. I don't like it. I don't, you know, I'm just not into it. And, I mean, I just want you guys to kind of respect me on that. Because, again, when you've had situations like that and you've dealt with somebody that has actually done that to young girls that you knew and, or your nieces, you know, not by blood, but very, very close. Very, very close. And I saw these little girls used to run around in diapers and play, you know. And then you hear about as they got older that happened to them.
Oh.
That horrible fucking thing happened to them for years and years and years and years and years.
I don't think he should be in jail.
Jail isn't what
they really need to assess the situation.
Jail isn't what should have happened.
And what they're saying is,
not talking about him.
Oh, the 19-year-old.
I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about my former friend that's in jail. That's in prison. Prison shouldn't have been it.
He did have due process.
Yeah, prison shouldn't have been it. Prison, it should have been worse than prison. She should have been...
Well, usually in prison, yeah, I know. Pedophiles get killed
within
a year or two. Especially if the prisoners know it.
Apparently, he's still in there. She's been telling me. Of course, she's going through some health problems right now herself. They thought she had something bad happen. Thankfully, Andy tried to
put the blame on you, wasn't it?
Yes, he did. Yeah, he did. And, oh my God, dude. I grew up with this guy. As a teenagers, man, listening to heavy metal at night and stuff. Playing video games. Having a good time. And then you fucking do this to me. Like, that's just... I'm always going to live with the anxiety and stress of that. Because it's just... What he did, just terrible. Horrible. Yeah. But we've got to finish this article. It's not much longer. He said that... Alright, instead of therapy to help pedophiles no longer be attracted to children, Walker recommends some kind of a thirming therapy where their provider understands that their attractions don't make them a threat. No! No! No, 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 that's not what I suggest at all!
They are a threat!
That's not what I suggest at all!
That's worse.
No! Walker, are you fucking mad? What do you mean? Are you... Okay, this is what's gonna happen. Let me set this up. I'm just here to tell you that my name is Jack and I'm a minor attracted person. Oh, you want to be a corpse today? That's what you want. Hold on just a second. I'm gonna make this real easy for you. Now you can back away and you can or if you don't back away, then I'm gonna be smiling in prison when your corpse is on the ground because I've saved a fuckload of kids from a perceivable threat. You have already made yourself a perceivable threat. You have not only made a perceivable threat to me, but you've made a perceivable threat to all the parents in this establishment who have listened to you prattle on about how you're a minor attracted fucking corpse.
Well,
you're gonna be.
The Kyle Rittenhouse has told us anything. Believe me, if you do that, the state will do everything they can to prosecute you for killing a child.
They've got gross crowds on fucking Good Morning America, and they have literally at the bottom, deadly shooting, victim, this motherfucker's a criminal. He could walk out with that man's wallet and everything, the guy that was interviewing him sitting there in the same chair.
Oh.
You trust being in the chair with this guy? This guy committed all kinds of burglary and felonies. You're just going to let him in there?
That rifle saved Rittenhouse's life. Had he not had that, you would have...
Yeah, he would have been killed.
If that, because you think of all the people that died during the BLM riots, and I don't know half their names.
Again, this doesn't matter whether or not the scum was a pedophile and the other scum kidnapped and suffocated women and the other guy was just a thug. It doesn't matter. What it matters is if somebody points a gun at you, do you have the right to defend yourself? That's what or fucking...
Or threatens you. Actually,
yeah, threatens you, points a gun at you, or threatens
states,
you.
States, if you say, which is what happened, was Rosenbaum had told him he was going to fucking kill him.
Yeah, I remember that.
Beforehand.
Yeah.
So, most states,
you know what?
That is a threat on
and
your
Rosenbaum,
life. And you have the right to defend yourself.
Rosenbaum was not going to stop. By putting a bullet in Rosenbaum's head, he saved potentially countless children. This man was still young. There's no telling how many more he would have abused. There's no telling how many more children he was going to abuse. And,
well, I mean, he obviously wasn't stopping.
Yes, he wasn't stopping.
I mean,
he wasn't stopping. He got arrested. He got, yeah, a mile long. And he was in jail twice for two accounts. According to the Arizona jail law.
Now, of course, Kyle Rittenhouse
didn't know.
The man's record,
but it's like fucking God intervened. Like, I gotta literally say it. It's like God intervened. It's like God intervened and said, you know, wouldn't it be ironic if you actually got taken out by the thing that you decided you wanted to destroy and
Made
violate?
Made an expert marksman all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. Make him an expert marksman.
That was an amazing shot shooting dude in the bicep.
Yeah.
And not killing him.
Yeah. He was an expert marksman. Even Ty Beard, lawyer Ty Beard, he's been around guns all his life. He said that. He said Kyle Rittenhouse knew how to handle a gun better than most people.
And all that. You can't, if you've ever had a moment where your adrenaline was just pumping and you're all shaky, it is hard to control a weapon. Much less with people attacking you.
Let's end this bullshit. This Walker said would focus on preventing child sexual abuse because it would more effectively focus on getting people who are at risk of... It would more focus on getting help to people who are at risk of committing an offense. No, what you do is you have a bunch of people go in there and admittedly they have a line or a website or something where they can get information and say, okay, you need to be escorted to a facility immediately. And we get them all in facilities, and we get them all the proper treatment and therapy they need to get them whatever they can. If they have to have their own fucking society outside, where they basically, I don't know what they do. I don't know if they just give them all these damn dolls or VR, or I don't know what they do. But it's all for them, and they don't communicate with anybody in the fucking world elsewhere.
Well, you gotta
then that,
think,
that's
too,
fine.
A lot of them aren't going to come forward because it's a shameful act in itself.
Well, that's true, but some will. And it's better to have some that do than the ones that can possibly harm people. So, I understand some won't, but some will. And it's better to have some...
I think the majority
won't. Well, yeah, but some will, and some is better than none. Some is better than none. I'd rather have some come forth than none of them come forth. And they won't be charged as anything. They'll just be given mental health and therapy. Because there are guys out there and women out there. Let's be honest. There's guys and women out there. Because this isn't just men we're talking about. We're talking about women, too. There are people out there that are going to be like, yeah, I've got a problem. I need some help. I want to get this done. And they'll go and say, okay. And they'll send somebody there to escort them. They'll call the child services. They'll get everything taken care of. They'll get therapy. They won't have to do with they won't get SO charges. They'll get help. They'll deal with things. Because, again, you can get SO charges for a lot of things in today's society. So, yeah, we need to get this fixed. This is a problem that needs to be fixed. And it also says, for others, Walker said, they are in no coping strategies because they knew they would never commit an offense to satisfy their sexual urges. To those who have issues with Walker's research, Walker recommends they read their book. Well, the best thing to do is if you're not going to commit anything, and you know you're not going to commit anything, just don't fucking say anything about it. If you're not going to commit anything, and you know you're not going to commit anything... You're just like, you have a fetish, you know, like everybody has different fetishes. Maybe somebody's got a fetish with balloons, but they're never actually going to do anything with balloons. They're like, yeah, you know, I want to get a girl together to do some balloon stuff, but, you know, it never happens. It's not something that you're ever going to do. It's just like, that would be okay. I would do something like that. Or, you know, there's all kinds of weird fetishes that people have. Like, some people are, attracted to furry stuff, and they don't want to talk about it, but they're like...
I'd be more
right,
accepting of a furry than I would a pedophile.
Some are. A lot are, actually. That's the really bad thing. You look at, like, Barney the Clown and... Not Barney the Clown, Barney the Dinosaur and all that.
It's just the easy access to
kids. Yeah, I know, man. That's really disgusting because they will do that shit. It's so awful. Oh, my God. It's like Billy Kincaid in Spawn. He's the ice cream man, and he murdered and raped the children. Just such a fucking horrible... The Prestasia Foundation is not is a not-for-profit group that is reportedly attempting to legitimize pedophilia under the guise of helping children. They seek to prevent child abuse by elevating and destigmatizing those who would abuse them. I understand what Prestasia is trying to do, but this ain't it. The people that were advocating for dolls and methods like that, you might have something there. However, oh, we're just going to say you're not a threat. What do you mean you're not a threat? You're a threat.
Constant threat is the,
you're a threat.
The point that they're having to seek help means they're a threat.
You're a threat. Deal with it. You're a fucking threat. Oh my God, you're such a fucking threat.
That's just ridiculous.
Okay, now we got another. Oh, we got another. This is the last one.
Alright.
We'll do another show tomorrow, guys, with me and my liquor, so it's going to be even crazier than it was now. Trolls will be jailed for psychological harm. Trolls could face 2 years in prison for sending messages or posting content that causes psychological harm under legislation targeting content hate. Now, this is in... Okay, this is the Times. I don't know. I thought this was the UK, but I'm not sure. It might be the US. Oh, no. Yeah, it says ministers, so this is the UK. Ministers will overhaul communication laws by creating new offenses in the forthcoming online safety bill, the flagship legislation to combat abuse and hatred on the internet. The Department for Culture, Media, and Sport has accepted recommendations from the Law Commission for crimes to be based on likely psychological harm. The proposed law change will shift the focus onto the harmful effect of a message rather than if it contains indecent or grossly offensive content, which is the present bias for assessing its criminality. A new offense of threatening communications will target messages and social media posts that contain threats of serious harm. It would be an offense where someone intends a victim to fear the threat would be carried out. A knowingly false communication offense would be created that will criminalize those who send or post a message they know to be false with the intention to cause emotional, psychological, or physical harm to the likely audience. Government sources gave the example of anti-vaxxers spreading false information that they know to be untrue.
That sounds like another excuse for them to cancel other opinions.
Yep. The new offenses will include so-called pile-ons, where a number of individuals join in others in sending harassing messages to the victim on social media. The Times was told that the plans had been sent to Cabinet for approval. Nadine Dorries, the Culture Secretary, is intending to add them to the bill when it's introduced to Parliament next month, government sources said. The move is likely to be met with resistance from freedom of speech campaigners and civil libertarians, which it should be.
Well, yeah.
David Davis? Are you really, like, somebody? He was a former Cabinet Minister, but... Why would you fucking name your kid David if you were named Davis? It's like the weirdest shit.
I don't know, you double D.
I guess. A former cabinet minister said assessing based on the impact it has on the receiver was too subjective and urged the government to rethink the proposals, especially given it has hailed the legislation as world-leading. Jim Killock, executive director of the Open Right Group, said that the new harm-based offenses were too broad. A government spokesman said, "We are making our laws fit for the digital age. Our comprehensive online safety bill will make tech companies responsible for people's safety." Oh, that sounds like a fucking mommy state, doesn't it?
I mean, I understand making rules for everybody to go, but they're making rules to fit their prerogative, not everyone else's.
Safety, and we are carefully considering the Law Commission's recommendations on strengthening criminal offenses. Tool tackles abuse, online abuse. Players are being urged by the Football Association to use new social media tools to shield themselves for online abuse, particularly if they make on-field errors. Any player or member of the public who experiences or expects abuse on Instagram can use a new feature called Limits. It allows users to still receive comments and messages from longstanding followers, but can limit contact from new followers and anonymous trolls. Another feature, Hidden Words, can censor certain words from appearing under posts. The tools are being launched in the wake of racist abuse aimed at England stars such as Bukayo Saka after the Euros. Okay. Well, that's what they're doing. They're turning Britain, the UK, into a mommy state.
They're already most of the way there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible. I mean, I'll never get to go on vacation and visit the England the way I'm told it was growing up.
Well, here's... Okay, we have one. We have room for one more. That's it. We've got the New York Post. New York Post says, oh, here comes the clown world music. Perfect time for it to jump into. Okay. Biden's Build Back Better will hike up taxes on 30% of the middle class families. President Joe Biden's Build Back Better agenda, I call him Poopsident. Poopsident Joe Biden's Build Back Better agenda would raise taxes on up to 30% of middle class families, despite his campaign promises not to hike taxes on anyone making under $400,000 a year, according to new analysis. Taking into account all major tax provisions, roughly 20 to 30% of middle-income households would pay more taxes in 2022, an analysis published late Thursday by the nonpartisan Tax Policy Center found. However, the report highlighted that the tax increases would be small. Among those with a tax increase, low and middle income households would pay an additional $100 or less on average. Those making $200,000 to $500,000 would pay an average of about $230 more, it said.
I mean, that could be a lot for some people, though.
Yeah, over time, though, that tax burden will change. According to the analysis of the $1.75 trillion bullshit bill that they're supposed to push to the House of Representatives. In 2023, the proposed expansions of the child tax credit payments would end. And the corporate minimum tax on book income, which is one of the largest proposed tax hikes in the bill. So guess what? All these single mothers are going to have to go back to work.
Yep. This is what people voted for.
The Tax Policy Center said this would hit families indirectly by limiting companies' return to shareholders, which include workers and those investing for retirement. As proposed increases in the nicotine tax could also include tax burdens across all income brackets. A proposed increase in the nicotine tax could also increase tax burdens across all income brackets. Y'all need to stop smoking. In general,
well, you notice how they're forcing everybody to do this and that for their health, but they haven't banned cigarettes because they're making money.
They're going to. They're going to try eventually. In general, the combined effects of these changes would result in many households paying higher taxes in 2023 and 2022. They would shrink the average 2023 tax cuts for low-income households, raise taxes slightly for moderate-income households, and increase taxes significantly for the highest income households, the Tax Policy Center said. Meanwhile, another part of the proposal that would increase the deduction limit on state and local taxes, particularly known as SALT deductions, would benefit wealthy families in high-tax states like New York and California, while providing almost no benefit to the middle class, according to the analysis. Despite what its promoters say, raising the cap to $80,000 would provide almost no benefit for middle-income households. It would reduce their 2021 taxes by an average of only $20, the analysis said. Even those making between $175,000 and $250,000 would get a tax cut of just over $400 or about 0.2% of after-tax income By contrast, the higher SALT cap would boost after-tax incomes by 1.2% for those making about $370,000 and $870,000, the 95th to the 90th percentile, the 99th percentile, it added. The analysis was based on a November 3rd copy of the proposed bill, although the proposal could still change during negotiations. At the same time, the proposal would also give a big-time tax break to the rich.
Yeah.
Of course it does. Households earning $1 million or more could pay $25,900 less in taxes.
Huh.
A tax break almost 10 times greater than the households earning between $50,000 and $100,000, which would pay $2,600 less based on the simple family of four, according to a separate analysis by the Nonpartisan Committee for Responsible Federal Budget. Well,
you got to think, too, what this is doing. This is keeping the rich, empowering rich, and it's making the poor poorer.
Yeah.
That's socialism.
Okay, so there are chats here. Kaiser Venom says, I agree with Grimm. I'm interested in giving pedos a way out. If it saves a child's life, so be it. Give them the kid dolls. Winter, yes, at least they could have a doll as an outlet. He's a doll owner himself. Kaiser Venom, it's worth doing even for the sake of research. And Kaiser Venom says, I gotta say, Grimm has a charismatic voice. I like whenever he says what. And then he says, what? Yeah, what? And then Kaiser Venom says, you're cool, Grimm. And I get an anime face. And of course, there's somebody, there's, it looks like, a GIF, whatever, of, what is that guy's name? He's the one that does Yesterday, Tonight or something. He used to be on, I think he's on The Tonight Show now.
What, Jimmy Fallon?
No, not Jimmy Fallon, the other one.
Colbert?
Colbert. Stephen Colbert, looking through just millions and millions of pages of this bill, which is that thick. I've looked at this bill. This bill is immense. I'll bet there's so much bullshit caked into that bill.
Because they say only 2% of it's going for infrastructure.
I bet they're going to do a bunch of anti-piracy shit in there. People haven't looked at that yet either. They need to.
I don't know anything about that.
I haven't seen anything, but we'll see.
Them trying to take our freedoms away.
Stephen Colbert, yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah, trying to take our freedoms away with 1,800 damn fucking pages, which I know Joe Biden hasn't read. He's still trying to get through the little engine that could. He's having a hard time with that one, they say. It's like, he has to keep saying, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. And then he gets to the page, he's like, no, I just can't do it. I can't do it. I don't want to lose the little engine.
It's not about your freedom?
But it's about his freedom. I don't want the little engine to succeed.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He's making deals with other countries.
Yeah. And pooping his pants for all money. The while. Pooping his pants and farting real loud and causing all kinds of issue. He just gets to poop all over the country. That's what Biden's doing. Biden's taking a big fat shit over the entire country. And guess what? I was at work, and after work, I was walking around. And basically, one of the women, Ed, went in there and said, oh my God, she was looking at the price of bleach. She's like, oh my God, the prices are crazy. She said, my grandmother, she's an older woman, she said, my grandmother had to deal with it in the Carter era, and here I am dealing with it in the Biden area. She said, this inflation. And then another woman walked by, both older women, both boomers, both said to her, she said, God help us all. Lord help us all. It's bad.
Well,
it's getting bad. Shit's high. Chili's almost getting to be $3 a can.
What was $5 is now like almost $9.
Oh, no, I can't believe it. It's high as shit. I don't even want to know what the restaurant prices are.
About the same right
now. Okay, about right now.
Luckily, you know, some places.
$5 menu.
There's a burger place that I like to go to, and all their prices went up a dollar.
Oh, and I knew that was going to happen.
So all the menu items went up $1. So, yeah, because they had to, you know, you had to ship stuff in. It costs gas, and all our gas is coming from overseas.
Yeah, I see.
Because somebody thought it'd be a good idea to cut off our pipeline. It made us energy independent.
Well, I said nostalgia, but that's probably not going to happen. So, because it's late as fuck. But what we are, I think I pretty much made my... I didn't know I was going to go into the pedo rant until I read the article. See, that's one thing about articles. You don't know what the hell you're going to start going off on until you read the article.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that one I had a lot to say about, because I've actually been to Prestasia, And I was like, yeah, I agree with their methods here, but what? You guys just went off the fucking rails.
Well, see,
All off the rails. Oh, let's make them not know. They're never going to. I understand. Yeah. Look, I understand what they're going for. They're trying to make this case. Well, I have those urges, but I've never acted on them, so I shouldn't be treated like that. Yeah. And the best thing to do in those cases, if you have those urges, you've never acted on them, you don't plan on acting on them, that's not something that you know it's wrong, you're not going to do it, you have better sense in your head not to do it, then just don't tell anybody. Just go ahead and say, unless you are seriously saying, I'm going to act out on this, I'm going to do this, then you need help. You need to go get therapy. You need to get the proper therapy you need. I don't know about the doll thing. The doll thing is up in the air. That needs a lot of study, a lot of research, a lot of people that have way more education experience in the subject than I do. Let them decide all that. I'm just saying it is an option. I'm not saying it will work, but I'm saying it is a viable option that may work. The only person I've talked to about it would be, Ken, of course, who has that experience, and he has definitely advocated for it.
We need more in-depth studies than just putting a doll in front of them and see how it goes.
Well, I know. Well, they're going to... The thing about it, yeah, of course, they're going to, yeah, of course, if they ever wanted to do this, they're going to do that.
You think these people are willing to participate.
They'll come. They'll come.
If you build them, they will come.
They'll come. Okay. They'll come. Trust me, they'll come. If there's any kind of outlet, they'll come. They'll be like, you know what, they're trying to test an outlet, they'll come. It has to work. I mean, it has to work.
I'm sure they're like, this is a trap.
If it doesn't work, no, because it'd be people from Prestasia that would probably start the thing.
I don't know how many people know about Prestasia.
A lot. But I was really surprised to see it, because I know that the guy that sold me my doll specifically... is in favor of it, and he's actually taking a lot of psychology courses. He wants to help. They want to help these people. They said if we can do the dolls, we can do it, and we can get them help. If they can help people, then it's for it. It's worth trying. It's at least worth trying if it can help people. If it doesn't help people, it doesn't help people. But at least you can say you tried something, because you got to give these people something, or they're gonna go. And I mean, especially the ones that are adamant on doing it. Those are the ones that are dangerous and threat. But if you're a person that has had those urges, and you've never, ever considered acting on them, ever in your entire living life, then you just don't say anything. Live your life as normal. I don't care if I know you or not. Never tell me you're into that. I don't fucking care. Just, you know, because I'm going to be on edge if you even say that kind of stuff. Like, no, that's not cool. Don't fucking do that. And unfortunately, I get constantly pushed this topic all the time, because it's just something that's not going away. And I understand that the doll community is trying to, not everybody in the doll community, but a lot of the doll community is trying to see, well, maybe we can get this to work. Maybe this is an option. I don't know. All I know is that, you know, everybody has their thing, and some things are definitely they're definitely more than frowned upon. I mean, again, you cannot just say, oh, I'm a map, and you're a corpse is what you are. If you go up to, I mean, especially if you're with children, if you got a mother with children, I mean, I just don't understand how anybody can do it. I mean, that's me. I mean, if you've noticed children, they're innocent, they run around, they get frightened easy, they get scared. You know, why would you want to? Like, I just don't know what goes through somebody's head.
Scar someone because they don't think of them as individuals. They think of them as a target.
Oh my
and a
God!
Goal.
That's yeah.
That's why a lot of guys do terrible with women when they're younger, because it's all about the goal of having sex.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with
relationship. They don't care nothing about the women. They don't care nothing about the women.
Yeah.
It's just...
But, you know, that's the same way with the pedophile. It's a go... Like, it's a piece of meat, basically. It is, now I hate to say that, but...
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's PUA, guys. That's the PUA dudes. Like, oh, yeah, gonna, you know. I mean, there's guys that do Smash and Pass. I ain't got... Look, it's whatever somebody wants to do as far as that's concerned, because that's a completely different situation. It's a completely different topic. We're going way off into the stratosphere with this one. But, yeah, I think we're going to go ahead and end it here. I think we said all we need to say on this subject. Thanks, Hoshioni, for bringing me that article. Because that article was... I mean, it was the whole fucking show, pretty much. So, oh, you guys have a good day, night, whatever. And we'll continue to bring you the Grim Articles show and the visual novels. I know you guys don't watch much of the hentai on the Acronym site. But it's going to keep coming. And YouTube, obviously, biggest hits. They're the ones getting everything. Fortunately, I can't put this one on YouTube as I planned because of the topic. If we hadn't done that article, we would have put it on YouTube. But we did that article, so we can't. It's just how it goes. I could just edit it, but I'd edit up the whole show. So
yeah, it'd be a shorter episode.
Yeah, it'd be much shorter. I could just edit that particular segment out.
Yeah.
That would be good. A message for the YouTube fans or something like that.
Definitely the threats of what I would do.
you know what, though? It doesn't matter because, I mean, people are posting YouTube stuff with worse. I mean, I think it only matters if you have a couple thousand subscribers. I think if you have a couple thousand or a couple million...
Well, what if you get a couple thousand, then they do like...
Then they yeah, then they start,
they
yeah.
They start going back.
Then they
like,
start...
Oh, well,
yeah, now, then
here.
They start, mm-hmm. Once you got a piece of YouTube's pie... That's when they're going to start acting. Because Nick started getting hit when he got more subscribers. He started getting more hits and stuff like that. Because they know that you're taking a piece of YouTube's pie. That's the problem there. If you're a 100-and-something channel, they don't care. You start reaching 1,000, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. You start getting the double thousands. The 20s, 30s, 60s. Nick's up to 60,000 now. Yeah. YouTube, after these trials, YouTube is going to start hitting him hard. And I don't think he's prepared for it. I hope he will fight back. I know he'll fight back, but it's hard. Like Monkey had to deal with it. Monkey had to deal with hundreds of thousands of subscribers, almost to, you know, the millions. He had a goal. He had a silver playlist that they were supposed to send him, an award.
Yeah.
And they never did get him. He said, "I wanted that though. I worked for that, and they never gave it to me."
Oh yeah.
This is the final boss.
Yeah.
This is the final boss of the whole game. Yeah, it sure is. Damn, this is the last fucking... After this, it's literally the Evil Within 2, which would be starting on. And there's all the scenes and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yep, this is the... Yeah, I think I'll show the final boss. Cause people that have been watching may just want to see it.
Yeah.
You may just want to see what the final boss is cool, though. You're fighting on essentially a giant brain in the center of the city. I mean, it's a really cool effect. I like this. Let's see. You got... See, all the stuff is floating. It's in somebody's head. And that's, of course, the main brain. Now you're actually into their connection. And you'll see the boss. The boss looks pretty cool. He'll come out. He'll come out. They just have to do the scene to open him up. He's really hard to fight, though. I couldn't have beaten him without a trick. Second boss wasn't nearly as hard. It's that thing. That's your final boss. And, of course, the guy is in the top. See, he's at the top of him.
Yeah.
That's a really cool-looking fucking boss. It's gigantic. They wanted to give you that kind of thing. It's an amazing fight. One of the best things in survival horror that I've ever seen. You know, of course, yeah. Of course, the first thing you have to do is run from him. But yeah, that's pretty much the that one. On the next show, I'm going to start cutting for Evil Within 2. So we'll be going right into Evil Within 2. And that one would be good. Because that game is just amazing. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, you guys, this is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration, and we are out of here.
Later.
Enjoy the climb.